Hey, this is your girl Reggie, and this is Spark Up PVD.
Hey, everybody, it's another episode of Spark Up PVD, and today we have a very special episode. We have Best of Rhode Island winner, the PVD monthly cover.
Keep it going.
In February 2017.
Okay.
Keep it going.
479.5K followers, is it?
Okay.
Mentioned by Chrissy Teigen.
Okay.
Mentioned by different food blogs on Facebook.
Keep it going.
Interviewed by Go Local Prov.
Keep it going.
And more.
Keep it going.
Tonight we have PVD Donuts Lori.
Yeah, PVD Donuts is in the building, guys. PVD Donuts.
I mean, honestly, if you don't know what PVD Donuts is by now, then you are literally like
under a rock.
Literally.
No social media, no internet, no nothing. Because PVD Donuts, we all know, for those of you that do know how successful PVD Donuts is today or has been and will be, because I don't see any.
There's no stopping.
There's no signs of slowing down.
Oh, no.
The lines get bigger every time. Different flavored donuts. So today we're just gonna talk about, you know, what it is, what they stand for, what they do, and how they have contributed to the culture of Providence that I think has been booming lately. And what a better food place to represent us. And people say, oh, you know, when I think of Providence, I think of Providence Donuts. So We have a lot of pride in Providence. I guess I'm speaking for myself. I don't know how everybody else feels, but PVD Donuts is like a big pride for me because it's just so different and unique. And it's nice to see someone young and a woman, you know, being a business owner. So just to start off, just tell us how you started and how the idea came about with PVD Donuts.
Hi. So the idea kind of, my then boyfriend at the time, whenever we would go travel or pretty much do anything, any excuse to go to a donut shop, we would do. Mm-hmm. And whenever we would go somewhere, we would come back to Providence, come back to Rhode Island. And, you know, we do have our classic donut shops, Allie's Donuts, everyone knows about, mm-hmm. Delicious. But we wouldn't have anything kind of the thought we had for gourmet donuts. Coming back to Providence, such a foodie city, you know, we were kind of like, why isn't there anything like that? And the idea seemed so simple. Like, this is super easy. Like let's just try it out. And I remember I went to Johnson & Wales University. So I graduated with the pastry degree. And it was one summer night. We were all, I feel like it sounds like a storybook, but it's really like not. We were all like around the fire and we were all drinking. And at the time I was like, yeah, like screw it. Like let's make donuts. Like it seems so easy. It's a donut. And my boyfriend was like, husband was like, let's just call it PV Donuts. And I'm like, good idea. And it literally started from there. He would take donuts to his gym because CrossFitters love donuts. I don't know. yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. Literally.
Can you imagine going into a gym? New Year's resolution. New Year, new me. And then
we got donuts. We got donuts.
Oh my gosh. All the food is running their way. Like,
yes. Paul became really popular after that. So,
I bet.
And my apartment smelled really awful. Just like it just constantly smelled like a french fry, which I guess is like a good thing, but also not really, because I would just fry donuts in like a little saucepan like once a week. If you like scroll back to our very first, like my very first Instagram photos, it's pretty embarrassing, but we keep it up because it's just who we are, you know. We became
growth.
Yeah, it kind of shows like how the pictures of my Android phone turned into the pictures we take now. It's really embarrassing. But yeah, so I just started testing donuts in the kitchen of our home, and here we are, I guess.
That's
you
know?
It all started from that little idea.
Yeah, little
random
idea.
Thought.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is like so easy. Mm-hmm. What an easy idea, / I didn't know what I was getting myself
Hard
into.
Work.
Yeah.
I bet you before you started this, you never pictured it being so successful
no.
as it is now.
And I think that was, you know, in the very beginning, once we started, we started getting reposted by local blogs like Johnny Clam Cakes, Holly Likes to Cook, all these people that were local, and it was so cool. We started getting followers. You know, I remember looking back at our Instagram posts, we posted like our 2,000 follower part, and I was like, it wasn't that long ago, but back then I started getting so nervous because I was just making these donuts in my kitchen. You know, nobody was really trying them, and it was like all this hype was building up behind me. And you know, I think that's kind of why I didn't start sooner than I actually did, which is one thing I regret, is not just like quitting my job and doing it sooner. But it was like that nerve of failing, that
taking a risk.
Yeah, taking that risk, quitting my job, and like, okay, well now this really has to work type of idea. So, but yeah, I guess that's the only thing that I would regret is not starting sooner.
How do you deal with the pressure of like the hype?
In the beginning, when we first opened at Sin, we were there, I would say we were there like part-time, because we would use their kitchen in the middle of the night, and then we would have to leave because they would come in. So we shared a space with them before we opened up on Ive Street. And I had very thin skin back then. You know, I was, every critique, everything that everybody said, I like felt like, you know, I took it very personal, even though I didn't know any of these people that were like, you know, giving us feedback. And I'll be like, I'm being honest. It hurt a lot. There were a lot of days where I just didn't want to do it anymore because of what everyone was saying. But growing, you know, we've been open for a year and a half. And you just grow, you know, you grow thicker skin, and the people that bring you down only make you want to do better. Exactly. And, you know, prove them, almost like prove them wrong.
And now you can say, here, in your face.
Yeah.
Bam!
Take this PBD donut in your ass.
I didn't say it. So, you know, I think just over time, you know, and I think I'm speaking for a lot of small business owners, because I'm friends with a lot of small business owners now. And, you know, you have to put on that smile, because people also depend on you and people look up to you. So it's those people who look up to you and see you growing and support you since the very beginning that kind of push you through it. And you're like, you know, you take everyone's feedback, but you have to take it in a stronger way, I guess. So
the grain of salt.
Yeah.
So I noticed that all your employees are women, correct?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is that intentional, or did that just happen?
That just happened. So a lot of the girls that started with me, I worked with at other jobs. And we, you know, every time we interviewed someone, you know, I always chose, like whenever I got resumes or anything, I would always choose the most qualified to interview. And it just so happened to be my assistant, I worked with her, and we're best friends. You know, she worked with all these other girls at different bakeries. So whenever someone was leaving, it was always like, oh, this girl's looking for a job. I'm like, perfect. So I think it definitely didn't do it on purpose, but we did just hire a guy, and my husband works front of the house sometimes. Not on purpose, but it's really awesome to have like all these women making the same product, believing in the same dream, I guess, you know, working together, watching the business grow. But it's great.
That's awesome.
And it's great to see from, you know, the sideline, per se, because, you know, just the growth. And then how many employees you got now?
We have like 14 employees.
I know back then when we met, you had like maybe, I think you said six at the time.
Yeah, because we were even... So we're having our Christmas like holiday party, we're having our holiday party this weekend, and I'm buying like all these gifts, and I'm like, holy crap, got a lot of gifts to buy compared to like last year. But yeah, so now we're definitely like at capacity. Can't fit any more people in that kitchen. But yeah, so we've doubled growth in a year, so it's really awesome.
Wow,
that's really dope.
So with the demand of donuts, would you ever move location, get a bigger location, or are you trying to keep it at this one kitchen?
I really love where we are right now. I can't see ourselves moving. You know, we've moved so many places, like especially last year. We were at Hope and Main, we were at Sin, and then we moved into our space in a matter of like 5 months. A lot of moving around, and I really love what we've built in our little corner on Ive Street. And Ive Street is becoming becoming so much bigger over the past few years. I can't see ourselves moving anywhere, but you never know what's going to happen. I never saw ourselves there. When my husband first found the place on Craigslist, I was like, I don't know what we could do to this place. Like, it was a wreck show in there. And he had the vision, and I saw the orange walls. I was like, I don't know what we could do. You know, I didn't think I would be here now, like, you know, a few years ago. So I'll never, like, I don't want to say no, but you never know.
So when you say, you know, you couldn't predict the success of PVD Donuts, the continued success, I should say, because it's not over. What was your goal when you first started making donuts? Like, what did you have in mind? Like, did you say, I'm just going to sell these donuts to people I know, or I want to make it a business?
So when we first started at Hope in Maine, we had like, we never made a business plan, which, you know, a lot of these things I feel like that I am going to say is very opposite of what a lot of business people tell you to say. And it just, I'm not going to say it just happened to work for us, but we just figured it out. Every day we were figuring it out. And we started at Hope in Maine, and the goal was to do wholesale for a year, because I just thought that would be the most realistic. Wholesale is like, yeah, selling to like local coffee shops, selling, and so they'll resell them. And that was the goal. After the first weekend, we had a total of 6 dozen donuts on order for Saturday and Sunday. And I was still working full time as well. And then the following Saturday, we had 22 dozen donuts on order.
Whoa.
So wow. I want to say, like, you can have this whole plan in your head, but odds are it's not going to happen. I don't know. It could be positive or negative. I don't know. For us, I was like, I was getting orders. We got 22 dozen orders or 22 dozen donuts for Saturday alone. And after that, we were kind of like, all right, let's just scrap what we thought was going to happen.
20,000 donuts. Jesus.
It was crazy. And the fryer at Hope in Maine was like fried 9 donuts at a time. It was just insane. So I want to say we had a plan, but everything that we planned for ended up going a different way.
So is that when you realize you're like, you know what, this full time job is not for me?
Yeah,
is that
I kept asking my husband. I was like, when can I quit? when can I quit? Because, you know, I'm not gonna quit and then not have money to pay rent.
Right.
And so it was after that month before, when we found Sin,
okay,
that we were moving there, that he was like, okay. I'm like, yo, thank God. Because it was very tiring.
So did you give your old job like a donut? He's like, here you go. Remember this donut.
I remember. They were like, well, if you ever want to come back. I'm like, well, that's my goal. Not in, like, now. Right. No, I got a success.
I mean, that's nobody's goal to ever go back.
I know. I was like, I hope that would just be really sad. So I think after that first weekend and the second weekend, and we did the Hope in Maine Farmers Market, and the line was out the door. We sold out of like 350 donuts in 45 minutes.
Wow.
After that, I was kind of like, can I curse on this?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Do you know who you are?
I don't know. I was like, holy shit. I don't know. It took me a while to kind of realize. I don't even think it still hit me yet how crazy it is, how successful it is. Sorry. But it's really cool. And even the first day at Sin, when we first opened there,
uh-huh,
and I don't know if anyone's seen pictures of the line, like, past, like, the scrapyard. Like, my assistant took me outside. She's like, look at this. And I looked out, and we were up for, like, 36 hours. Like, just, like,
straight?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. And I was, just, like, I was, like, looking down the line. And, like, I don't have my glasses on. I was like, I need to go inside. I'm like, I need to sleep. It's still crazy.
I'm sorry, because I saw a couple of clips on that you were interviewed, and you said you start really early in the morning. Correct me if I'm wrong, at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then you said on a weekly basis, you sell between 12 to 1600, and then on the weekends, 2000.
Yeah.
Has that increased since then, since that interview, I guess?
It's gotten, no, I think it's pretty much stayed the same. Which I'm not, you know, it's a lot of donuts.
That is a lot of donuts.
It's a lot of donuts. And so, I mean, we pretty much make the same amount of donuts every day, every week, weekends. Our holiday, though, you know, this past Thanksgiving,
uh-huh,
we doubled in orders. So I think we've become more of a staple to people. You know, like, we're becoming more part of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And We don't sell out all the time now. Like during the week, we have donuts to offer people if they come in past noon, which is really, really awesome.
Ooh.
I know. It's
I'm
great.
About to, hey, I'm about to serve.
I know, Rachel. Yeah.
It's really great.
Lunchtime is 12 for me, so I'm going to be like, hey.
with everything that we've recently been posted on, which is also so cool. We've gotten more, you know, views from all over the world, which is crazy mm-hmm. and really cool.
Yeah, there's one blog. I forget what blog it is, but it's like one of those blogs that go around like talking about the food places you need to visit, like in the country. And you guys were featured on that, and I was like, "This is like my city, like with right? like 36 million views. Like that's wild." 36 million views. That's like,
do you guys a lot. Cater? Like, do you guys do events?
Yeah, we do wedding. We don't really advertise it just because I'm nervous that we'd have to like let a lot of people down. You know, right. One time we did like 3 weddings one day and I was like, we cannot do this ever again because it was just insane. But yeah, we do weddings. We do any events. You know, we do Christmas parties, holiday parties, weddings, baby showers, birthdays. Which is really cool because it's like we were part of your wedding.
I know,
like, that's so cool. That's awesome. So yeah, I think we have a on our order form. It's for, you know, it kind of specifies which events and stuff. So
and now you guys are on Uber Eats, right?
Yeah,
that which is dope.
That's
so
awesome.
How did you guys manage that?
They reached out to us.
Really?
And
of course they did.
And you know, sometimes, you know, we make. You know, during the week, sometimes we have donuts left over, mm-hmm. and we always, you know, no matter what, we donate like all the donuts after we close. But offering that extra, almost like accessibility to people who can't make it to our shop and stuff. So it's really awesome, and it's so easy. There's like a little jingle that plays when we get an order. It's cool.
Yeah, that's been my struggle with PVD donuts. I don't remember trying because I remember my cousin brought donuts. Who, you know, they were like special donuts. They weren't like regular. No offense to Dunkin' Donuts, but they weren't basic donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
My Dunkin' Donuts.
I like the glazed donut.
I mean, their cake donuts are really good.
They're classic donuts.
Yeah, they're like a guilty pleasure.
But I don't remember if it was a PVD donut or not. But I do remember going there and going too late and not being able to get a donut. But yeah. I was able to go inside and see the location. And there was also a time Ruben and myself went and it was closed. And we're like, you know what? These donuts are just too high in demand. We're never going to get a donut. And so it's really nice to hear that now you have like donuts after. I've even seen posts where you guys say, you know, we only have this many donuts left. Yeah. They're 50% off.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what is the crowd difference? Like, do you see a crowd difference? Like, do people rush in for those 50 just as much?
It's insane. Especially when because we don't do 50% off a lot. It's when it's like poor, you know, like the weather's really bad and we're not the only business that's slow. So we have all these donuts and, you know, we always donate them, but we try to, we like letting people know what we have left. If you check out our Instagram stories, we post it throughout the day, how many which donuts or which flavors are left, and we do midday updates. But if we have like a lot of donuts left, when we post about the 50% off, we'll like check in maybe like 20 minutes later and the line is out the door. I'm like,
wow.
And we don't do it a lot because then people will just be like, I'll just wait until later. But we do it every once in a while, and it's like a nice surprise for people. And, you know, with the Uber Eats as well, in the beginning, we didn't really want to overextend ourselves. You know, we were selling out all the time. I wanted to make sure that when we were ready to be able to offer delivery, like, then we could do it. So it actually ended up like, working out perfectly because now we're, like, more than ready to deliver donuts to other people. So, yeah.
So what you're saying is whenever there's bad weather, like, I don't know,
you
blizzard.
Never know.
I should be on the lookout.
See, but you know what?
Because I will sacrifice my life for
There are also some days where it's like pouring outside and we sell out.
Wow.
I can never predict. So I'm just saying. It's usually like one time it happened like during the summer where it was beautiful out and people are at the beach. But if it's beautiful out in like October, people come and buy donuts. Mm. Oh, yeah. I can never ever predict. I don't know.
So what other desserts do you make besides donuts?
That's it. donuts? We make like monkey bread, so it's like donut scraps that we do. It's really good. It's really, really good. But, you know, we kind of have this belief that, you know, we stick with something that you're really good at. I don't want to overextend ourselves. Mm. We don't have any room for anything else but donuts. We're starting to get more, like, we're starting to get fun with the toppings, you know, making more in-house product, especially with the December menu, which we're posting tonight. Just more extravagant, more flavorful, just more things like that. Doing more in-house product rather than extending outside of donuts.
I saw one of your donuts had a Pop-Tart in the middle.
Yeah.
Who came up with that idea? Who comes up with the idea?
Yeah, that's interesting because you guys have a lot of interesting flavors.
Yeah.
Like, I understand you said earlier that you used to go around different donut shops all over the world, but now since you got your own, where do you find inspiration to create all these different donuts, though?
So if you come into our kitchen, all of the girls, everyone that works there, we've all come from different backgrounds.
Okay.
So I have girls that worked at bakeries in different cities. I've had girls who worked in the restaurant business, so they did plate of desserts, cakes, everything. So everyone's worked with different materials and different flavors. And I worked in cakes. I've done plate of desserts. So we know what works together, and it's really fun. You know, in December, you know, for the December menu, we have like a board, and I'm like, write down what you think. And then we also, like, front of the house girls, they always write down like what they, you know, they've never worked, they worked front of the house, maybe not in restaurants, but they know what the customers want. And I'm sure customers suggest things to them all the time. So we kind of always put our minds together, or I'll be like, I want to do something with white chocolate next month. What do you guys have? And everyone kind of just writes down their own ideas. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just all work together and have fun like that.
What is your biggest seller?
I don't know. Well, okay. So I guess our biggest seller would be like cereal milk and coffee milk, because we have that every month. And really? when we got rid of cereal milk for 1 month, and I got a lot of backlash. So
all hell broke loose.
People were throwing tomatoes. Yeah.
It's your own ingredient, and you worked with what's the name of the brewery? I have it written down.
Long Live?
Yeah, you collaborated with Long Live to make cereal milk. So
yeah.
Tell us what cereal milk is, because I was confused. I'm like, is it a beer? Is it juice?
So our cereal milk donut is, you know, we take a cereal, soak it overnight in milk, and then use that milk and make it into a glaze, and we top it with cereal. So we're really good friends with Long Live Beer Works. It's an awesome brewery, and they decided to do a beer collaboration. So that day we had like cereal milk donut holes, you know, it's really fruity, and they made like a passion fruit beer, and it was so good. It was last year that they did it, and they actually recently just did a vanilla wallaby one, because people love our Dunkaroo donuts. So they did like a graham cracker stout, like a vanilla graham cracker stout. So we love doing collaborations with them, because it's just so different, and they're super they're local, and so it's both a donut and a beer, and like eating those together, I think, is like a perfect.
Yeah, we're gonna allow it. We'll get
it. I was joking around with everybody. I'm like, PVD donuts coming to my podcast. I want to tell them to make a root beer special.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was definitely saying this yesterday.
A root beer special.
Completely narcissistic. Just ignore him.
No, root beer.
Root beer. That's his name.
No, not a spark up your ego.
I was like, we could do root beer for sure.
It has nothing to do with us, spark up PVD. No, just root beer.
It could be the spark up PVD.
No, but
it could be.
It could be like brought to you, a little like tiny print.
Right. Just
boom. That's good enough for me.
Oh, there you go. Wow.
Don't get him started. I'm just saying. We got a couple of viewers who've been saying that they're your favorite. So far, having the Dunkaroo donuts and the maple bacon one, which I see is quite popular.
Yeah,
Fruity Pebbles one.
Fruity Pebbles, and I heard the other one is the PVD cream one.
Yeah, that one we did 1 month. I can't remember at some one point last year, and people went crazy for it. It was like we just did a twist on a Boston cream, and we did like a coffee milk pastry cream inside. The Dunkaroo we did in March when we did the '90s menu.
Yeah,
and we took it off the menu. And I would get emails saying it was like hashtag bring back Dunkaroo, and I'm like, oh my god,
this is the backlash right here.
I know, yeah. This
my
is like,
goodness gracious.
I thought you were gonna say you were getting threats.
No, I mean, right, I don't know if it's a threat or not. I guess that's how you look at it. Like, I don't know if I did bring it back. What would happen?
Like, what would happen?
Yeah. Right. So now we bring it back on Thursdays.
Yeah. Someone tell her that Dunkaroo wants to be there every day. I'm just saying. So that's backlash right there. That's a threat. That is a threat.
Fans are speaking.
We like to keep people on their toes, like what's going to be on next month. So
I don't. Let me ask you this question. What's up with the obsession with Drake? What's up
know.
With is that you?
It's all of us.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all. It's
how did that
all
even
all
start? Tell us how that came about.
I think like it's when his new album came out like last year, and we were just like listen to it in the kitchen, and when it's like 1:30 in the morning, you need something to kind of like
keep you going.
Keep it going, hype you up, and like everyone's like singing along to it. And my
which album? Views?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. Views.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, I'm not alone.
And for a while, I was like, we should just like get a cutout of him and put it in the corner of the store, and people can take pictures with him, and then maybe he'll show up. Like,
that's so true.
You should really would. Drake donut.
Well, we always put him like that. One of the girls found like a website where it was like you could like drop Drake anywhere, like on the picture, and on the bottom it just says like the little like parental guidance line or line. So like there are a few pictures. We haven't done it in a while, and I keep talking about it. But there's like little pictures of just like Drake sitting on like our donuts, and so like,
oh, like sitting on the
sitting on the that tower, and he's just like sitting there on our donuts. Like, this is so cool.
Oh, that's dope.
But yeah,
probably show all up. The listeners, to all the listeners, go and spam.
Yeah, I think I would.
The hell out of Drake.
I think oh my God,
he
die.
Needs to come
I know.
PVD Donuts.
Tag him,
I mean,
Drake.
He's from Canada. It's not too Drake. Far away.
Yeah, it's not too far.
Too far away.
Hashtag.
What's the hashtag, Boom Man?
Hashtag.
We'll have to see one that's not available.
Drake to PVD Donuts.
Yeah, Drake to PVD.
Drake to PVD Donuts.
That's PVD Drake.
PVD Drake. PVD Drake. PVD Drake.
PVD Drake. I don't know.
We're going to get that in there. Yeah, we're going to get everybody to follow that right now. We're going
to
need it. We're going to get that trending.
Should we just get like a cutout? But is it creepy if I look at the camera and I see like a cutout of like, that would scare me. I don't know.
That would be.
I would not be scared, actually. I'd be overwhelmed with joy. So I have a question.
Yeah.
How do you go about, like, how do you manage your social medias, your marketing, your advertising? Like, do you do that all by yourself, or do you have, like, a team?
It's just my husband and I. Nice. So I'll take a photo, or one of the girls will take a photo in the morning, and we'll send it to my husband. Because now that we are busier, like, I don't really have time to step away and, like, post. Because you have to, like, really think
focus,
about
yeah.
what you're going to say. So my husband will write the captions. He'll do the sold out photos. But as for paid advertising, we recently just did like a campaign through Square. But before that, we never paid for any advertising. Wow. And it's just my husband and I that do it all, answer messages. If you follow us on Facebook, all those like really funny memes, he loves sending like memes and GIFs to people's conversations, and he like cracks up. He like shows, oh my God, isn't that so funny? Like, like, okay. It is hilarious. And I think it's really, you know, from like 2 years ago, if I was commenting on someone, you know, on like this big Insta or Facebook, and they sent me like a GIF back, I'd be like, oh, this is so cool. So I think Paul's really good at that. But yeah, it's just
Paul.
Us. Yeah.
You're the real MVP.
Yeah, he's really good at definitely social media. He's real good. But yeah, it's just us two.
Nice. So I see you guys only, or correct me if I'm wrong, only collaborate and like get your product from Rhode Island based companies.
Yeah.
So obviously there's a lot of pride in Rhode Island. How do you feel about people who say, you know, you can't make it in Rhode Island, or there's nothing out here, and you have done the opposite of just that?
You know, I think it's definitely, I think anywhere you go, it's really, really difficult to start a small business. Not that people don't believe in you, but a lot of, you know, bigger, if you're looking for a loan, if you're looking for any sort of help like that, you know, there's always going to be doubt for you, and you just kind of have to like push through that. With Rhode Island, I think we're starting to really realize that small businesses really help the state grow. Right. The past 2 years, you know, we've popped up, we've seen other businesses popped up. Rebel Bagels, they just opened, Bayberry Beer Hall, and it's really awesome. They're all young couples, and I think Providence is starting to realize like this is how our our city is going to succeed with food and small businesses. So I think it's slowly happening for sure.
Cool. All right. And I also saw a post of After Hours PVD.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Uh-oh. Is that an exclusive?
No, we posted it. So we posted, I think we posted it like last, maybe during the summer. And that's something that we want to do for sure. It would be on the weekends. We have a lot of other projects in the works right now.
Such as?
There's a new place called Fountain & Co. I don't know if anyone's heard of it. It's a new ice cream shop. I'm not going to say shop. I take that back. An ice cream like pop up.
Okay.
And my husband's involved with that as well as this girl Victoria who makes all the ice cream and one of the owners of Long Live, and it's a gourmet ice cream pop up idea. So the goal is to have a shop for that, and then we have some other things that I can't mention on air until we officially announce it.
I know, I tried.
You tried. You dug for that exclusive. But you know what? I give it to you, Rob.
After Hours is in our line of vision. It's just a matter, you know, we're not rushing to it because again, we don't like to overwhelm ourselves.
What is After Hours? What would it be like?
Donuts?
It would be like alcohol and just alcohol and
so like donuts. A 21 plus type of thing.
Yeah, or? It would kind of be like a dessert, a before after dinner idea. Ooh. So
that sounds bomb.
You guys are so creative.
I know.
Let me ask you. You know, you guys have only been there for a couple of years, so I'm sure you guys had a lot of ups and downs. But what has been the most difficult challenge with PVD Donuts for you? You can say.
I don't know, and this might, I don't know how this, so like realistically, the most difficult challenge, I guess, is like every day I always have that worry, is it going to last? I don't know if that's kind of like the answer what you're looking for, but me personally, it's more, you know, I look around and I have all these people who work for me and who depend on myself and my husband and just failing, I guess, you know, not keeping up with the trends, not keeping up with the creative donuts, and people getting bored. I think that's always every day when I see someone online. We haven't had a day where someone's not been online when we open. So whenever there's someone online, I'm like, okay, we've made it another day.
We're good.
We're still going.
Oh, we can survive until tomorrow. I've gotten that question. I've gotten a question like that before, where it was like, where do you see yourself in 5-10 years? And that's, I've never been able to answer that question because I feel like if you have a plan or if you have an alternative plan, then you're kind of setting yourself up to fail in my eyes.
Okay.
You know, in 5 years, I don't know, like, I guess not wake up at 1:30. Like
that's would be nice.
That would be really nice. But just to be able to succeed and keep doing what we're doing. And I think that's a good worry to have is failure, because then you push to make sure that doesn't happen.
Mm. I mean, well, we've seen McDonald's sell the Big Mac for, 50 years?
Yeah.
Plus. And it's still going.
And they're still selling they're Big still Macs, so.
And people don't look like they're slowing down to go to PVD, so. You'll be in business a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
So you wake up at 1:30 in the morning, you said?
Yeah.
When do you rest?
You know, I rest a lot, surprisingly. You know, I get a lot of, you know, I go home, I nap for like a half hour, 45 minutes, and then I like go about my day, and I usually go to bed at like 7:30. So everyone's like text. I get like 50 text messages when I wake up. People have learned not to text me now at like 7:30. But yeah, usually on Sundays I'm like a solid. I go to bed at 5 and wake up Monday morning at like 10 and get my full sleep. So
nice.
And sometimes on Saturdays I'll fall asleep at 3 in the afternoon. If my husband's like, do you want to take a nap? I'm like, I'm going to brush my teeth because I'm going to bed.
This is going to be a full sleep.
How do you, no, I'm sorry. What's your personal favorite donut?
I'll be on the Dunkaroo team for sure. Whenever we would make it on Thursdays, one of the girls will like dip a munchkin or donut hole and, give it to me and she'll call it medicine. So every Thursday I have some medicine.
I like that.
Yeah, she'll like just walk around the corner and be like, Lori, your medicine. I don't know. Every month is different. The cinnamon bun donut we had for like 2 months. That one was so good.
What does that one consist of?
It was like a cream cheese brown sugar filling. And like it was so good. Like my mouth, and no joke, my mouth would water like looking at it. And yeah, that was... I got really fat that month.
You're going to say, you know what, I'm going to take these extra ones. I'm not going to
Are you going to bring that back?
So we do something like it all every month now. We do like a cream cheese filled one, which is the same filling, just like a different topping, like a different, like next month we're going to be doing a cranberry walnut cream cheese donut. So it's like the same filling, just like a different topping.
Right.
So we always have it, but it's like, I just have that visual of that donut in my hand. It's so good.
Ever made a donut that just flopped like everybody?
I'm kind of curious because I know you guys said you guys come together. What's has been the weirdest flavor you guys ever made and it just never made it?
It's the really, really crazy ones, I guess, that people get super excited about, mm-hmm. but are kind of scared to try. A lot of fruit glazed donuts, they're super pretty. Like, we know when we make the menu which donut will be slower. Like, we automatically know.
Really?
Yeah. We did this really nice chamomile yogurt honeycomb donut. It was so beautiful and it was so good. And we would make like maybe 30 a day because nobody ever bought them. But people got really excited about the picture, like, because it looked so nice. But I think some things might be too adventurous. I think in the month of April, we did like fruit and like herbs, like a fruit and herb type thing, a garden theme. And people weren't really into it. They were all beautiful and tasted delicious, but I think people really like classic.
Yeah.
You know, like a twist sweets. On chocolate peanut butter. Like that'll sell like crazy.
Sugar indulgence.
Yeah, yeah. But we like having like we like having fun with like some crazy flavors, even though we know it's not going to do as well.
Like
but.
the Friendsgiving donuts.
Yeah.
What's on that one?
Yeah, they explained that one. Tell us that one.
So good. So we do it three times. We do it 3 days a year. This is our second year that we did it. And we did like a cranberry glaze. And it's not really your typical cranberry glaze. It's pretty much just like cranberry compote with like a little bit of sugar because you don't want it too sweet. And we make mashed potatoes and stuffing. And we collaborate with Bucktown with our fried chicken and put it on top with a drizzle of gravy.
Wow.
It is so good. It is so good.
I think my mouth just watered right now, literally.
I just can't picture it. Like, you know, like as good as it sounds, it's like, wow.
It's almost like a spin on chicken and waffles, but better because it's like on a donut.
Yeah, it's so good.
Like, so amped.
And people would like cut it in half and like take the bottom half and make it a sandwich.
People are too crafty.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. The next time you guys come up with an invention and you guys need like, I don't know, four opinions on it, you can certainly swing by us.
I'll text you guys.
We will be in there with a quickness.
That one was fun. You know, I've always wanted to do savory donuts. And last year, when we first opened at the Ive Street location, I realized we own this. I could do whatever I want. Like, let's try this. And we posted it on a Sunday night the Sunday before we started selling them that Monday because we were open that week for Thanksgiving. And I was like, let's just tag like a few people. Like, you never know what's going to happen. And then we just got reposted by so many big blogs and websites. And it was really cool.
Man.
Yeah.
So I'm just like taken aback by that.
Take a second to sit. Let's
the
sink
donuts
it in.
Have you seen?
It's so good. Like, it just sounds like such a good idea. So the donut itself, is it like an old fashioned donut?
No.
That's just plain.
So
I gotta know. Is it sweet? Like,
it's a brioche donut. So it's almost like a roll. You know, our brioche dough is, you know, there's not a lot of sugar in it. It's a lot of butter, but it's almost just like. It's a good base to kind of build up on. So it's not like your typical like sweet dough, which is why it worked so well.
Oh, it's nice. So good.
Have you seen pictures of it?
Yes.
Okay. How hard is it like maintaining your health? Being that you're
seriously,
because you're in the kitchen making these donuts, and I know like it's hard to not
dip a finger
in your own craft.
I will say, like the first year, I definitely gained a lot of weight because I would just work all day and then sleep and then wake up and eat donuts, like you know. I think, you know, when you're around something so much, you don't crave it as much as you used to. Mm-hmm. As for like when it's the new month and everyone's like, Lori, try this. I feel like I'm going to pass out like a sugar high. But it's a lot easier than it seems, at least for us in the back. Mm-hmm. You know, we're rolling the dough every morning. We're cutting them out. We're up at 1:30. And sometimes we eat that donut hole to, like, give us that boost.
The medicine.
The medicine. Don't get me wrong. Like, sometimes I look at, like, a chocolate old fashioned. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna sneak that. But I've definitely, and all the girls too, especially like around the holidays when we're working, you know, for Thanksgiving, we came in at 11 p.m. on Tuesday. We didn't leave until, wow. I didn't leave until 3 p.m. the next day. Whoa. But we like, I like shove vegetables like on the table. I'm like, eat and stay alive. So I think this past year, I've realized how important it is to like take care of yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I need to stay awake. I need to get more energized. Live. And I live. I need to live. Nope. I can't be like the fat donut lady. Because if we sell out, I don't want people thinking I ate them all. That's what I said when I first started. Like, I started working out, and they're like, "Why do you want to work out?" I'm like, "I honestly just can't be the fat donut lady. Like, that's just like my goal." But yeah, I think. Everyone, when we first hire people, they get super excited and eat a bunch of donuts. And people always take donuts home, but it's...
Then after you're like... Mm.
Yeah, you're there and you're like, I just... You know, it took like 6 hours to make them and now I need a salad.
I need meat.
Yeah.
And you guys also work outside and you work with other cafes and stuff. I think it's on Saturdays, right?
Yeah, on Saturdays and Sundays we work with Borealis, Coastal Roasters... Stock, and we're starting to branch out a little more with wholesale on the weekends.
And this is all over the state,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, right. Coastal Roasters was the first place to actually sign up with us,
okay,
for wholesale when we were at Hope in Maine. So,
that's really cool.
Yeah,
gotta keep that connection.
Cool. And you guys raise money,
yeah,
for a cause.
We raise money all the time. We've done every last year we raised money for Amos House, so we matched all donations. I think we raised almost $4,000. You know, we ended up donating like $4,000.
Wow!
Nice. We donate our donuts to them any leftovers. Oh. They come every day and pick them up. We've partnered with Planned Parenthood. We've partnered with a lot of other like local businesses where we'll do a parl. We've donated 10% of our sales one Sunday to them. We just love donating and like. You know, partnering with local, giving back. And we've hosted a lot of pop-ups at our shops, which has been really fun. But yeah, so every month, every few months, we kind of, there's a list of different organizations that people, you know, the team members have come up with, and we try to figure out a way to do a collaboration with them.
Nice.
So. Now, would you ever make a donut, like, for a theme, like, let's say, for example, cancer, like breast cancer, have something like that, or women's rights or something like that?
We did. We partnered with a bunch of actually local honey farms, and we did like a baklava donut. So all the sales through that, we donated money to these farms, and they were able to build beehives and be able to produce more honey. So that was a lot of fun. Wow.
You guys have done so much in this past year and a half.
Yeah.
Do you like think about that sometimes? No, like stop and think. Like, say it, all I think. The things that we've done. Like,
not until I say
now
it.
Now when she does interviews, she's like, "Wait a minute, I think I did a lot this year."
Yeah, I'm kind of awesome.
It's really cool.
You went from 20K. I saw the post. You went from 20K followers last year to. Is that what, 450 something, 490?
So now.
No, I think I saw 50K right now.
Yeah, it's almost like 50K. Yeah. And it was funny. Well, I just sent it to like the girls on November 23rd last year. We just hit 20K, and now we're like 49.2K away. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So people like me better on that Instagram than my personal. I'm way more popular.
Do you have the blue check yet?
Oh, that's
after
know.
1 million.
Is it 1 million?
So you're close.
Is it 1 million?
Yeah. I see people with like 10K and they got the check.
I think you could. I don't know. We have a check on Facebook.
Oh, that works. Nice. Hey, you got one.
So everybody, make sure you hit up. I know. Make sure PVD Donuts.
You got
that.
We need a new
check.
Hashtag. Verify.
Let's make
PVD
it happen.
Donuts.
Did it for Cardi B, right?
Hey,
wow.
That's so true.
We've got two goals: Drake and a check.
Yes.
That's
oh yes, it has
Drake
to happen.
And a check. I like that.
Those are two attainable ones. I would like to think.
Yeah.
I think the Drake one is more reachable. We can do Drake for sure.
I feel like they're both reachable, and I feel like it's gonna happen when Drake gets there. Everybody's gonna be
right.
Rate comes, that's it.
I have to make sure I'm there. I'm like, give me a heads up, please.
I'm just going to do a pop-up concert. Just like,
girl, a pop-up concert.
Just in the middle of your store.
What do you do outside the kitchen?
So I feel, you know, I have a great team where I'm able to leave after, you know, I'm able to leave after we're done in the kitchen. You know, sometimes we come back, you know, for whatever drop-offs or shopping or anything like that. But I feel very lucky. So I'm able to head out in the morning. I go to the gym. I sleep. I go to Target all the time. Like Target and Home Goods and Seekonk, that the corner
It's a dangerous place.
It's really dangerous. Like, I just love wrapping paper right now, and I still have some, whatever. Anyway, sidetracking. I try to hang out with as many friends as possible, but it's really hard during the week because, you know, my days off are Mondays and Tuesdays, and everyone else works. You know, I'm pretty boring outside of PB Donuts.
Why do you say that?
Because I'm like, after I'm saying what I'm doing, I'm like, crap. I need to get more hobbies.
Well, do your friends come in on like weekdays and like come visit and buy donuts and stuff?
You know, it's really fun because like a lot of my friends are in the industry, so we kind of have the same schedule. So like on Sunday nights is like my Friday night, so I'm up until like 9 p.m. going crazy.
We're pushing tonight. Here we go.
Rebel.
You know, right? Today I took a nap because I did nothing. You know, I love going, like I love visiting my friends at other businesses and stuff. So we're just, you know, around, I guess. Wow, I need to get a better life. I need more of a life.
Oh, your life is pretty awesome.
I need more of a life.
So if you're not eating, what other donuts are you eating other than PBD donuts?
Are you eating any other donuts?
Yeah, of course I am. I got all other, you know, there's a ton of donut shops that opened recently, which has been really great because, you know, it kind of shows that all of us can survive in like the same city, which I think kind of proves how supportive Providence is of small businesses. In the beginning, when other shops were opening, obviously it was nerve-wracking for everybody. But we're all different in so many ways. So, and that's how I feel even about coffee. You know, there's so many coffee shops in Providence, and sometimes I want to go here, sometimes I want to go there. Mm-hmm. So, that's another great thing about Providence is that all of us are able to survive in the same city with the same, almost the same concept. If I'm eating donuts, it's definitely like when we're traveling. Whenever we travel, we started last year, we closed down for a week so everybody can kind of have a break, go on vacation. Mm-hmm. I've been looking forward to it since last year. And everyone who goes away has our Instagram account sign in. So if they go to a donut shop in New York, if they go to one, someone went to Iceland last year.
Oh, wow.
And they gave them a full tour of the kitchen and everything. So we just posted on our Instagram stories, which I think is also really cool. And we're going to Florida in a few weeks. So I'm excited to try all the donut shops that are going to be down there.
Oh, yeah. Florida must have a lot.
I think so. Yeah.
Going on down there.
Yeah. I'm really excited. And usually whenever someone plans a trip, we just look up donut shops to visit first. Everyone's had like donuts engraved in their minds.
Have you ran into a copycat donut?
You know,
trying to stir the pot.
There we go.
I'm trying to get.
I mean, I'll be honest. You know, there are awesome donut shops. Like, there's a place called the Salty Donut in Miami, Donut Time in Australia, and I follow all these Instagram accounts. And I'm not gonna lie, I look at these like the way they decorate the flavors. I'm like, that's a really good idea. Like, how can we twist it? And I guess I look at it as like every recipe is someone else's recipe, just like kind of turned, you know, no one's original. So I think it's really great to see how everyone kind of interprets your donut into a different donut. Cause I mean, we've done it like flavors wise. Right. And like, I look up what goes well with this, or I just look up this donut, like what other people have done and how can we put it, as long as you put a twist on it, you know? But it is really cool. It is really flattering to see it, if that means anything.
Except the Friendsgiving donut. That's all, y'all.
Yeah, no, whoa. Yeah, that's
I gotta
us.
Have that donut. But it's only 3 days, so it's over, right? Gotta wait till next year. Oh, so you can't like make that after this. We're not just, we don't get VIP.
Just a sneaky one or two in the bag.
I mean, if you bring us like Bucktown chicken, maybe we can work something
out. Oh, say no more.
We're going to go there. Say Booktown no chicken.
Get that in fine print. Somebody.
Somebody write that down.
Listen, video. This is on live video. Well, so we're going
to
go.
We'll need to make sure we don't always have stuffing on hand. So like,
oh, yeah. That's a good point.
We're just going to go to there. We're going to go there and just be like, just throw it right on the counter. You know what to
Give
do.
Give us what you got.
You know what to do.
So what do you say to those who want to start a small business, or like, you know, people like us that are just starting up and mm-hmm. have all these ambitious and dreams and visions? What do you say to people like that?
It's going to be really hard. There are going to be times where you cry in the shower a lot. And just being honest, and this is what, you know, mm-hmm. I've talked to a group of people who were like in their, you know, I've talked to like a business group. Everyone was in their 40s, you know, asking me about my all like, you know, the 10-year plan, what I did. And I was like, for us, you know, we maxed out our credit cards. We like opened new credit cards and maxed them out. Technically, it's like a free loan. And I think that's what you're not supposed to say, but that's what we did. And I mean, if you have an idea, like just go for it. And if you're willing to put everything you have into it, and sometimes it has to be like quitting your job to be like, shit, I need to make money.
I need to be happy, yeah.
Yeah, I need to survive. Just going for it. And there are going to be a ton of people that are going to say, they're going to put you down and kind of make you think that it's not possible, you know? Even when we moved into the Ives Street location, a ton of people told us how many failed businesses were there and how we won't succeed. And there's like a time limit on how long we'll be there. But we did it anyway. And we're still there. And especially with the credit card thing, and I'm not just saying it, like after spending all that money on our credit cards, it was almost like, okay, well, we have like a year to pay it down or to pay it off until like we start getting hit with a
dangerous charge. Yeah. Yeah.
So you kind of give yourself those like, okay, well, I have a year. What can we do? And it was less than a year later that we were able to pay off everything. And
wow, look at that.
So it's really, I think as long as you push yourself and you have someone there, I had, you know, my husband was there to really, really support. Because I don't know if I would be able, if we would have been able to do it, if I would have been able to push myself as much as I did without him there to kind of be that support and that
Pull's
backbone.
Paul's a real one.
Yeah.
Word. Shout out to him. Shout out to the husband.
Shout out to the husband.
Yeah, it's not just me. He's definitely just been great during this whole thing, all the breakdowns and everything. So as long as, you know, if you have a group, if it's yourself, you know, you have to have also that one person to be there and just like, push you along. So yeah.
And then a team that believes
and
in
the
your
team
vision.
Yeah, yeah. No. You know, the girls that started with me, we started with myself, her name's Melissa, and my friend May. They both quit their jobs, and especially at that point I was like, okay,
it's happening.
I got two people that quit for me. Now we gotta make it.
Now who cares about the credit cards? And they would, you know, even before they quit their jobs, they worked full time, and they would work. We would go into the kitchen at 6 p.m., leave the next day at 4 a.m., and we head to our full time jobs. Wow. And they were there in the beginning. So I think having that, people who believed in the business, people who believed in the brand, was really, really helped. And now just seeing how big the team's grown and. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Wow. That's amazing.
Success story right here, ladies and gentlemen.
And one thing I want to say is you're very lucky and very fortunate to have friends that believe in your vision.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to come across people like that. So you're very blessed.
People who are willing to come in at 1:30 in the morning.
Gotta love you.
They're the real. they're PB Donuts. Like they've built, and I try to tell them as much as possible that we wouldn't be here without them. You know, they're the face of the girls in the front. You know, they're the faces. The customers come back for them.
Their,
you know,
service.
Yeah, their service. You know, people might not like our donuts, but if people don't like our donuts, but it's the customer, you know, the customer service that we really pride ourselves in. On the internet, you know, every face of it. So,
I've waited at least 35 to 45 minutes in that line,
and it's worth it.
And it was 100% worth it.
Sweet.
Good thing I was down the street. I worked around.
Made it seem like he was going out of his way for these donuts. If you don't get out of here.
And so everyone can find you where on Instagram?
Instagram, Pinterest, I guess. We have a Pinterest.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. I'm on Pinterest.
Paul
I'm following.
Has got everything lined up. Nice. Twitter, Facebook, you know.
And is it all at PVD Donuts?
Yeah, all okay. PVD Donuts.
Is it PVD? Is it PVD Donuts?
PVD Donuts. Yeah. So in the beginning, you know, it's PV Donuts, that people would call us Providence Donuts, and okay. That's not what we were in the beginning, but now we had put it into our logo, because I was like, technically, that's what well. We are. Yeah. So underneath now, our logo says Providence Donuts. So,
sweet.
Yeah, we're everywhere. We have all, I think we even have a LinkedIn. Paul got all the bases covered.
Wow. We need a Paul in our group.
Does Paul have a clone?
First of all, can somebody get Paul's info?
Paul on line one.
We need a Paul on our marketing team, okay?
Did you have to trademark Providence Donut? Because I remember back in the day, they had a Providence Donut chat line. So being that they were probably... You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't.
Oh my god! I remember that.
I don't think we have. We have the LLC of PB Donuts. So you're good. We have Friendsgiving Donut trademark though.
Ooh.
Paul got that shit covered too.
Yeah. I heard that, Paul.
Paul once again coming in the clutch.
Somebody get Paul's digits. Y'all think I'm playing?
Well, thank you for coming out and taking time out of your you had a day off, but taking time out of your day off instead of relaxing and hanging out.
It was a lot of fun. It was awesome.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, one more time, Lori from PVD Donuts.
Lori,
that's what I said.
Oh, at least said Lori. Okay, my bad.
Take your ears, girl.
You're getting crazy. Over here. I'm getting old.
Shout outs again to Paul and the
and Paul.
No, but Paul though.
PVD Donuts.
Paul was not here, but I felt his presence. I know. You know.
Thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to the continued growth of PB Donuts.
When you hit a million, come back.
Oh, God.
We'll be looking for you.
And we'll be like, hey, Friendsgiving Donuts.
Next year.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be there.
Yeah, we're going to be there first day.
Hashtag Drake to PVD Donuts.
Hashtag
PV Drake.
PV Drake.
We'll see what's available. You know,
we'll get creative on our marketing side here, and then
we're gonna have to call Paul.
Hashtag we're gonna have to call Paul.
Paul knows everything. Hashtag call on Paul. Yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining, ladies and gentlemen. That is PVD Donuts with us, and also Spark Up PVD. We'll catch y'all next week for another episode of Spark Up PVD. Suéltalo.
Hey, this is Christina. Thank you for listening to Spark Up PVD. You can check us out on all social media at Spark Up PVD. Check out our website at www.sparkuppodcast.com.